The following is a paid program and may not represent the views of Hubbard Broadcasting
and WFED. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individuals or advertisers as indicated. WFED does not endorse or take responsibility for those statements or opinions. Federal News Radio accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracies or errors in admissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Deloitte's Fed Central program on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Here's your host, Jay Norris.
Welcome to Fed Central, brought to you by Deloitte, a program where executives and federal government leaders talk about the issues and initiatives that are making a real impact on the business of government today. To help government, help America. Today we talk about the use of mobile and wireless technologies to support health objectives, it's sometimes called mHealth, and it has the potential to transform the face of health service delivery across the globe. A powerful combination of factors is driving this change, and these include rapid advances in mobile technologies and applications, a rise in new opportunities for the integration of mobile health into existing e-health services, and the continued growth in coverage of mobile cellular networks. There are now over 5 billion wireless subscribers, and commercial wireless signals cover over 85% of the world's population. That's quite a reach. So today we'll discuss how the world is using mHealth to expand access, improve quality, and decrease costs in healthcare. So we welcome two experts in the field. We welcome Dr. Mwenwa Mwenesi, mHealth coordinator from Tanzania's Ministry of Health and Social Welfare, and Dr. Michael Cowan, director, Deloitte Consulting, LLP, who join us today. Let me give you a little background. Dr. Mwenesi is the national mHealth coordinator at the Tanzania Ministry of Health and Social Welfare and an internationally recognized leader in the area of mHealth. A medical doctor by profession, Dr. Mwenwa works to scale up and improve the healthcare profession and the impact of existing mHealth initiatives. In addition, she's currently leading the development of the world's first national-level mHealth strategy, which she recently presented at an mHealth summit in Washington, D.C. Before joining the ministry, Dr. Mwenwa was in charge of the HIV care and treatment clinic at Tanzania's National Hospital. Welcome and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Cowan is a director in Deloitte Consulting's federal health practice. He's responsible for clinical leadership in healthcare, social services, and federal health consulting. Formerly, Dr. Cowan spent 33 years in the U.S. Navy, and he was selected as the 34th Naval Surgeon General, Chief Bureau of Medicine and Surgery. Dr. Cowan, nice to see you.
Thank you, Jane. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start with mobile health or mHealth. What is it, Dr. Cowan? Can you explain what this is about?
I think so. There are many complicated definitions and explanations, but basically it's using communications to deliver healthcare services. If you talk to your doctor on a telephone or if you receive instructions over an email, that's mHealth. That's reaching out beyond the doctor's office, beyond the face-to-face encounter to provide services.
And so how is that overlaying into the work that you're doing in Tanzania?
The work that Deloitte is doing in Tanzania has been to reach out to a remote population. One of the problems in medicine is the tyranny of geography. It can be so hard to get in to see a doctor that people don't or can't. And we reached out in partnership with the Ministry of Health and BNMOYO, an NGO, and others, to deliver healthcare services in Temeke, which is a fairly remote region of Tanzania. The project has just ended, and we are in the process of evaluating the results. But it's very clear that we were able to provide many services virtually and continue to provide those services that people would simply not have gotten had they had to go to the doctor's office.
And so, Dr. Mwenwa, tell us a little bit about the program and how it's working in Tanzania.
Okay, thank you very much. In Tanzania, we have several programs. As Dr. Cowan was saying, we have those that are related to reproductive and child health. And at the Ministry of Health and Social Welfare, we are implementing four programs. One of it is on the reproductive and child health, and it's actually dealing with educating and creating awareness to pregnant women, especially on the importance of attending to clinic and making sure that they make all the visits that they're supposed to make during their pregnancy, and also educating them and creating awareness on how they should take care of their newborns and the importance also of their postnatal care. And also we have another one which is dealing with co-indicator reporting, that is reporting of the MDG indicators, the maternal mortality rates, the child mortality rate, the newborn mortality rate from the healthy facilities. And also we have another one which is involving the reporting of the disease of outbreaks, that is IDSR. And also we are now working with other non-government organizations to implement a project on how can we track drug stockouts in the healthy facilities.
So the use of mHealth in those objectives, Dr. Cowan, how is it being merged together, and what's the use? How is it being used?
Each of these projects has its own merits, and one of the values of mHealth is that a health system can solve a specific problem, and then using that same infrastructure, go solve another problem. So the mHealth is a tool that allows outreach and contact between patients and providers. Unlike many systems, like an electronic health record for a large population where everybody sort of has to do it at once, mHealth is very incremental. So innovations come one at a time, but because we're using the same basic architecture, the same basic tools, the cell phone, the smartphone, in some cases email, these incremental changes can add up to an entirely new system.
And Dr. Mwemwa, do your healthcare providers have access to cell phones? Do they have the coverage they need to use those tools in order to improve healthcare in Tanzania?
Oh, thank you very much. Actually, in Tanzania, that's one of the areas that are very successful. Most of the healthcare workers, they have cell phones. And the good thing is that telecommunication and network coverage, especially on mobile phone, is very good in the country. You can find that even in most remote areas, there is network coverage. So most of the healthcare workers, they have cell phones.
So as you start to report back communicable diseases, as you start to track women who are pregnant to make sure that they're checking in, are there other applications that you see using mobile technology that will drive, you know, healthcare in Tanzania even further into, you know, the use of mobile technologies and therefore benefit a wider population?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely, because the use of mobile phone, example, in the reproductive and child health area is very important, because you can find there are some healthy facilities which are very remote, and the availability of mobile phone helps the healthcare workers even to phone, for example, the district hospital to call for an ambulance, for example. Yeah, and this helps a lot, because sometimes you'll find out that many women would have died in case there was no any way of communicating. Because in Tanzania now, the landline communication using the landline phones is not reliable. But by using mobile phones, it has helped a lot, especially in reducing maternal mortality rate.
And there are two ways of looking at the advantages of mHealth. The first is that it allows the health system to reach out to patients who otherwise would not receive services or would be underserved because of geography or immobility unavailability of health services where they are. So there's a quality of care aspect. There's also a cost aspect. In America, for example, about half of the total cost of healthcare, which is, as we all know, spiraling out of control, is for primary care. And many advocates of mHealth will say that half of primary care or more, but at least half of the episodes of primary care that most people receive could be done virtually. That is, could be done with mHealth. So the number of expensive doctor's visits that are required to maintain one's health goes down with mHealth, and the ability to reach services out to those patients at the same time and provide a better range of services is increased. All that said, not everyone supports mHealth. We have a model in the United States and, frankly, throughout the world where healthcare is delivered in the office, face-to-face, one-on-one between a doctor and a patient. But we now know that properly administered and properly delivered, that very good healthcare can be delivered virtually.
Is that your experience too, Dr. Mwemba?
Yes, I think the experience is almost the same. But, you know, in developing countries, you know, the technology, we are still a little bit back, yeah? So we are still working, for example, at the Ministry of Health, we have telemedicine unit, whereby we are trying to see how can we go into the clinical aspect, whereby, for example, a remote doctor in a dispensary in a village can communicate with doctors at the referral hospital in case the doctor has, for example, a patient of whom he doesn't know, maybe he's sort of stuck with the diagnosis. Then he can... Yes, he can phone the doctors at the referral hospital and they can help him in making diagnosis and sort of guiding the treatment of that patient.
So it sounds like this has already had good success, right? And so are you optimistic that there will be more programs down the road that could benefit from mobile health technologies?
I certainly am. The technologies, almost all of the technologies that are needed for, at least for primary care, already exist and are very ubiquitous. We don't have to gamble on some new technology or some expensive technology to become affordable. And we've seen the results both in Tanzania and other places around the world, and we're beginning to see movement within the United States. So yes, I'm very enthusiastic and positive.
Dr. Mwemba?
Yes, definitely. There is a very great potential with the technology that we are having now, especially the use of mobile phones. Because as I've explained before, in the geographical nature of the country, actually with the network coverage that we are having with the phones, it helps accessibility and it's also cost effective, especially to healthcare workers and to patients.
So what's the ratio of healthcare workers to patients in Tanzania? Do you know?
Of course, I'm not very sure now what is the ratio, because now that we have there are so many universities now in the country. I think there are more than 5 universities. So we have so many doctors being produced. So I cannot give the exact number, but I remember it was 1 to 10,000, one doctor to 10,000 patients. Yeah, but now I'm not very sure because we have some doctors that are being produced by the new universities.
And what's the ratio in the United States, Dr. Callum?
To be honest, Jane, I have no idea. I do know that qualitatively speaking, we're projecting insufficiency of primary care providers 5-10 years into the future. And frankly, one of the answers to that is not to produce more primary care providers, but leverage them better, and mHealth is a way to do that.
I'm telling you, it's very interesting. All right, we'll be back with more on this in just a moment. We're talking today to Dr. Mwemba Eunice Mwenesi. She's the mHealth Coordinator for Tanzania's Ministry of Health and Social Welfare, and Dr. Michael Cowan, a director in Deloitte Consulting LLP's health practice, federal health practice. And you're listening to Fed Central on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jane Norris.
The explosion of health and mobile technologies presents new opportunities for health systems and governments supporting their development. To learn more about how Deloitte supports global health initiatives, visit www.deloitte.com/US/global health. Deloitte, helping government improve health and economic opportunities around the world.
You're listening to Fed Central, brought to you by Deloitte. And today we're talking about mobile health technologies and how they are improving healthcare worldwide, or have the potential to do that at any rate. And my guest today here on Federal News Radio, we welcome Dr. Mwemba Eunice Mwenesi. She's the mHealth Coordinator, Tanzania Ministry of Health and Social Welfare, and Dr. Michael Cowan, a director at Deloitte Consulting in the federal health practice. So I'd like to ask both of you, and start with Dr. Mwemba. What's the potential for this kind of mobile health technology for Tanzania and even for the world?
Mm-hmm. There's a great potential for mobile health in Tanzania and in developing countries because the use of mobile phones and electronics also has helped a lot to reduce the cost. Yeah, the cost, especially in the communication between doctors and also the communication between healthy facilities and referral hospitals. And I think the most important thing is if the devices and if the mobile phones and all the electronic equipments that are used are those that can be affordable to the government, because recently what we are depending on, we are depending on resources from external resources. But what we expect is in future, most of these programs, because they have they are having a great impact on the healthcare, they can be sort of absorbed into the government. And therefore, we are hoping that we're going to have devices that are cost effective and that can be used by the healthcare workers, even those with very low level of education, especially in the remote health facilities.
Well, because, you know, smartphones, you can Google information and it can bring it up, and it might be, an education tool for the healthcare provider who may not be a doctor like you to give advice or information to the patient that may be sitting in front of them. Is that the idea?
Yes, exactly. But you know, the problem is also the accessibility of networks, especially if you talk about internet. Yeah, that is possible in the cities and the places where there is accessibility of network. But in most of the areas, especially those outside the cities, it's very difficult to get network. And therefore, sometimes to Googling and sort of accessing information from the internet is very difficult. But those who are within the cities, that is definitely very good.
So Dr. Cowan, you must have a different view, obviously not developing country, but a developed country like the United States, still potential for mobile health expansion.
Oh, of course. Let me back up just a little bit and put it in context. The practice of medicine has been very much relatively passive patients and clinicians. And that's an exaggeration, but frankly, people couldn't get to medical libraries. They couldn't learn about their health. We're seeing a real revolution at many levels right now in the United States. Number one, we are building a nationwide health information network. It'll consist of regional health information organizations that will eventually make medical data ubiquitous and easily transferred around the country. The second part of this revolution is the availability of information on the internet. You can learn a lot about any medical condition on the internet with good vetted information. It's become a very good source, and laymen can actually know. And all of that is combined with the fact that we really in medicine have come to the realization that having passive patients who are kind of in the dark about their own conditions is not the right way to do it. We want patients to know who they are, what they have, that we want them to be partners in their health care. And mHealth is sort of the last step of this network that will all come together to empower patients, actually empower clinicians and their teams at the same time, into what I think will be a quite new and improved model for how we deliver health care as well as population health services.
Is cost driving that as well?
Partly so. But it is a good clinical principle that a patient as a knowledgeable partner in their healthcare with their medical team is going to have a better outcome. Many of the diseases that Americans suffer from are what we call self-inflicted diseases. They're diseases of poor exercise, poor eating, and the more patients understand and become engaged and responsible for their health, the better off we all are.
And Dr. Nguyen, what are the challenges that stand in the way of this expanding?
I think the biggest challenge is on the, especially the cost. That is one, and also the level of knowledge of the healthcare workers who are using mobile phones, and we expect them to use the internet services. So we know that the level of education, especially in those healthcare workers who are working in the dispensaries and health centers, it's very low. And therefore, we need a lot of investment in training and also making sure that we provide mobile phones and devices that are easy to use, not complicated, advanced types of mobile phones. But I think we have, with the pilots that we have experienced that even the simple mobile phone can be used, for example, in data tracking or in for example, with the community health workers. A simple device can be used, which is cost effective. So I think the first thing is the cost. And because after some time, then the government has to take over some of these projects that will see will have impact in health. So I think those are the challenges.
And I would add the challenge of culture. We in the medical profession have adopted a culture where where it's okay for patients to be passive, and where the physician is the single point of contact for all services. And it won't be easy for people to give these things up. Culture changes take time, but I think it's inevitable because the value is there. And you mentioned cost. The cost value is going to be every bit as important as we look forward for the next 10 or 20 years as the clinical value that this can bring.
So talk to me about the way that Deloitte is working with Tanzania to make this happen. Is this a model that might help other countries to employ similar technologies?
Yes, definitely. What the Ministry of Health basically is doing with Deloitte, we are now in the process of developing an mHealth strategy. We are expecting this to be like a guideline on how the mHealth initiatives and projects in the country like should be implemented. What are the procedures that are supposed to be followed? How can we monitor and evaluate the impact of these projects in the country? And so many other issues, like issues of standards, data security, interoperability, those things we expect them to be well addressed in the strategy. So basically, that is what we are working with Deloitte in trying to see how can we make sure that we develop a national mHealth strategy that can also be used or be adapted maybe in other developing countries.
And the value that the greatest value that I think Deloitte brings to this is that while all the pieces for successful mHealth programs exist, bringing those pieces together in a meaningful, programmatic way so that they work well and become the new norm and make the culture change, that's something that we do. That's one of the sweet spots of our business. And so I think that's one of the major things that we bring to this.
And how do you think this will translate, this experience that Tanzania is having, will translate back into the United States?
I think the same pieces are available around the world. And the same problem exists in bringing them together into being a coherent system. Right now, if you think about patients with diabetes living in far remote areas, perhaps elderly and poor, don't have cars, that's a common problem and often being dealt with piecemeal one or two patients at a time. But we have the technology, we have the phones, we have the instant messaging services, bringing together a process with an expert center that makes it easy for the clinicians and the patients to make contact is the essence of what needs to be done for mHealth. And there's nothing magical about it. It's just doing it.
Do you think the adoption in Tanzania was actually easier because because there isn't the doctor-patient ratio maybe that the United States or the model in place that the United States has? And is that something that can be overcome, just because of the culture that Dr. Cowan talks about? Do you think in the United States or other countries will face a similar sort of resistance by practitioners?
Well, I think they're exactly the same. If you listed the 20 things that had to happen in Tanzania, they're the same things that would have to happen here. It may be that item number 3 is a little easier and item number 7 is a little harder.
Okay. But
I think they're exactly the same. I think this is a very universal issue.
So, Dr. Mwemba, tell us about other countries that have contacted you or other places in the world where this might be expanding.
Basically, Kenya, because during the past week we had a conference, mHealth Global Summit. I came across mHealth coordinator from Kenya. And actually, she was very impressed with what is going on in Tanzania. And I think she learned a lot. She was in the panel, and we have agreed that probably we can see how we can collaborate, and she can also have some lessons to learn from what Tanzania is doing. So basically, that is the contact that I've managed to speak to.
But you're planning to do outreach on this to try to get others involved or let them know at least the benefits of the work that you've done?
Definitely.
And so that will pay in dividends, I'm sure, in healthcare in the long run. I may be talking to two of the pioneers of mobile health technologies in the world.
That's possible. We just shared working on this panel at the mHealth Conference. Mm-hmm. And this was the third annual mHealth Conference. The first one 2 years ago was quite small. The second one was 2,000 people, and this one was close to 4,000. So this is clearly a very rapidly developing field with a great deal of worldwide interest, and it's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
Yes, and also the opportunity that we got during the summit that occurred last week, actually we had an opportunity, as Dr. Cohen was saying, of having a panel to express and to explain what we are doing in Tanzania. Actually, we received a lot of compliments from different countries that what you are doing is very important. And actually, most of the countries we are trying to follow the path that you are taking. Yeah, so it was definitely a very good compliment from most of the partners that we met.
Well, I thank you both for sharing your insights today. It's fascinating talking to you about this, and I hope I get a chance to do it again. We've been talking to Dr. Mwemwa Eunice Mwanesi. She's the mHealth Coordinator for Tanzania's Ministry of Health and Social Welfare, and Dr. Michael Cowan, Director of Deloitte Consulting LLP, about mobile health and how it is changing the world. Thanks very much for joining us. You've been listening to Fed Central on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Jane Norris.
This has been Fed Central on Federal News Radio 1500 AM with Jane Norris, your host. Make sure to tune in again in 2 weeks for another edition of Fed Central on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and on federalnewsradio.com/FedCentral.
The explosion of health and mobile technologies presents new opportunities for health systems and governments supporting their development. To learn more about how Deloitte supports global health initiatives, visit www.deloitte.com/US/global health. Deloitte, helping government improve health and economic opportunities around the world.